Well, that sounds happy enough. It's the happiest place on earth, of course, Disney. But it's been a very, very tragic time at the theme parks. Three deaths at Disney theme parks, in fact, this year. Certainly have some wondering just what's going on at the happiest place on earth. Attorney Joel Thompson, a partner at the Houston firm of Looper Rita McGraw, an expert in personal injury corporate attorney, is joining us live to talk more about this. Good morning, Joel.
Good morning, Lana. How are you?
Doing great.
Good.
Some people have to be very, very concerned these days about all theme parks when things like this can happen with Disney.
Well, that's true. That's the big question is what's going on over there. They've had three deaths in the last 7 weeks, and each one of those in and of themselves probably wouldn't make the front page of the Orlando paper. But when you put them all together, it does make people kind of start scratching their head trying to figure something out over there.
Have you taken a look at the individual circumstances of each one of these to see if there's anything that stands out to you?
I have. And, you know, the first one, that when the summer started, they had an accident with a well-known monorail system in which one of the operators of the monorail was killed. That is the only one of the three that they'll probably be able to isolate a cause for and either address or repair it or let people know what happened. The other two were just absolutely freak accidents that happened with performers, or as Disney calls them, cast members, in the shows that they put on. The gymnasts or acrobats, they were performing stunts that they performed hundreds, if not thousands, of times before, and something went wrong, and they ended up, with an injury that caused their ultimate death.
Disney apparently is not saying a whole lot about this. Is that helping or hurting?
Well, Disney's got their own rule book when it comes to crisis management, because we do a lot of that, and one of the tenets of crisis management is really crisis communication, to be able to control the flow of communication that comes from your client and get it out early and get it out quick and respond to everything you can. At the same time, worried about any future litigation that might come up with Disney. It's altogether different because they control the entire arena. What a lot of people don't know about Disney is that before they came to Florida, part of the deal was they were going to be able to create their own municipality. And people think Disney World is in Orlando. Really, it's in Reedy Creek, Florida, which is their own municipality. They do their own taxes. They have their own EMS service. They have their own security. They float bonds and pay taxes to themselves. It's all legal, mind you, but it allows them to control the flow of information more. They can do that more than any other corporation in America, that's for sure.
Yeah, from a strategic point of view, you'd almost have to say that sounds brilliant.
Yes, it is.
Thank you very much. Attorney Joel Thompson there, partner at the Houston firm of Looper, Reed & McGraw.